Greg, ready for the cup final on Sunday?
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be a battle, I'm sure. So, yeah, really looking forward to it. Excited.
Yeah, I mean, how are the guys getting ready for that game?
Well, I think we've been preparing it for a long time, to be honest. The last few weeks have all been kind of geared up to that and make sure we're getting in good habits in games and doing the right thing. And obviously a few guys have been having a bit of rest to make sure they're ready to go for that. So I think we're going to be ready to go and be firing on Sunday.
Do you think it's the right time for Phantoms to be playing the cup final, given, you know, a run of indifferent form, shall we say, in recent weeks?
Yeah, I think we'll be ready to go for sure. I mean, as I say, we haven't had a full team out all the time. Not that I'd make excuses, but that's just the bottom line. We've had some of our really good players out of the lineup, getting rested up. I'm ready to go. They're a good team, but I think in the big games, you run a league form and stuff like that doesn't really define you when it comes to big games. At the end of the day, the team who's up for it and does the little things right is the team that's going to win. So I think if we make sure we're all taking care of business and you know, they're a good team, as I said, so it's going to be a battle, but hopefully we can put ourselves in a real good position to win. So,
do you think you could do without the game on Saturday against Guildford?
Well, I think we'd certainly be a bit more rested, but you can argue it either, you know, both ways really. Depending on which way you want to look at it, I think some guys prefer to have another game. Obviously, we've had a few one-game weekends, and I'm sure you know, a few guys would rather play the night before. Others would want the rest, but as I say, I don't think any of that really matters when it comes to the big game.
Yeah, I mean, do you think it's a one-off shot to beat MK here, or do you think you've still got good chance in the second leg, given you've beaten them twice already in the league?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I can't necessarily comment with regards to how Phantoms have done this year against Milton Keynes, because obviously I haven't been here. But, you know, I think it's both teams are fairly evenly matched. You know, they've got a lot of firepower and they're a good hockey team. But, you know, it's a good group of players here as well. And, you know, I think it could go either way, really, on either days. You know, home advantage, I think, can be overrated as well with us. You know, we seem to play really well at home and always have. Even in years when we've struggled. So I think that's going to be a big game for us. But, you know, it's a two-leg match, so I think you've really got to bring it both games to win.
Yeah, it should be a great atmosphere. I think it's going to, you know, almost sell out crowd already.
Yeah, well, yeah, the atmosphere is always, that's part of the excitement, part of the emotion when you play those big games. There's always a good atmosphere, and obviously, we'll be looking forward to the home leg, especially. Hopefully, the fans make loads of noise like they usually do. And yeah, it's always good to play in front of sold-out crowds, that's for sure.
Yeah. Last season's first leg against Guildford, will that be crossing the players' minds?
I don't think so, to be honest. I think that one's well and truly in the rear view. I still don't think I could tell you what happened in that game to this day. But yeah, that's got nothing to do with this weekend. At the end of the day, it's a different team for us and for them. And I think, you know, it'll all come down to this weekend and the weekend after. I don't think anybody will still be thinking about last year, really.
Would you take the cup against maybe winning the playoff trophy if that was the only thing you could get this season?
That's a tough one. I think it'd be great to win either, but that's just the genuine truth. You know, obviously we're going to be fighting and battling for both, but as you see, there's a reason why different teams generally win different trophies, because it's a competitive league and it's really tough to do. So, you know, I've not even, I'll be honest with you, I've not really thought about the playoffs too much just yet, and that's just purely because I've been focused on the cup. And personally, obviously, getting back into the team and, you know, focusing on just doing a good job. But yeah, I mean, mostly I think it'd be great to win either, but the cup's first and foremost, and you know, we wouldn't be doing our best to win.